Okay, today, Hashem, we're going to begin the second parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are we're one down and only 29 to go in terms of parakim of Maseches Kelim. So now we're going to start a discussion, a long discussion, of the tumah status of klei cheres, klei etz, klei or, klei etzem, klei zechuches, wood kelim, leather kelim, bone kelim, glass kelim, pshutayim tarim mekablayim tumayim. If they're flat kelim, then they are tahar. Only if they have a base kibul are they tamei. Nishbur. If the kelim broke, then they become tahar. Chazav asamehem kelim. If mekabim tum mikanu lahaba, but if you then fix them back and turn them into kelim, they become tamei mikanu lahaba. Klei cheres klei nasar tumas and shava. Klei cheres, which are made of earthenware, and klei nasar also is a type of earthenware. Have the same tumas status, and that is as follows. First of all, mistamenu mitamin ba'avir. They become tamei and make other things tamei even without touching the kelim, just being in the airspace of the kli. Number two, mentamin me'achren. It can become tamei through the base kibul that's on the bottom of the kli. Ve'ein mentamin migabehen. Number three is they don't become tamei through the outside of the kli, even if something tamei touches directly on the outside of the kli. And fourth is ushvirasan hitarasan. The only way to be metayer them is by breaking them. Mishnah beis hadakin shabekli charis, the smallest kli charis, v'karkrosen v'dafnosehen, and the bottoms and the walls of small kli charis that break. Yoshvin shalom usmachin, and can sit on the ground on their own without being supported. Shiuran mikdei sikas katan, the size that they have to be in order to be considered a kli to become tameh is enough to that it could hold oil that you could rub on an infant va'adlog, and that applies to any broken pieces of any kli that once held a log of shemen. But if the original kli held more than a log of shemen, then the broken pieces would need to be larger in order to be tameh. And the way to do the cheshbon is as follows. Milog v'atza berevias. If the initial kli was the size between a log and a sa'a, then the broken kli, in order to be tamei, would have to have a revias. Misa v'atza sayim b'chati log. If the original kli held between a sa'a and two sa'a, it would have to hold a chati log as a broken piece in order to transmit, in order to become tamei. Misa sayim v'atshalosh v'ad chamesh se'in b'log. If it held from anywhere from a sa'a up to three sa'a and up to five sa'a, then the broken piece has to hold an actual log. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That is the shita of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Omer, ani eini nosin behemida. I don't give any specific measurements to how big the original kli had to hold, how big the original kli had to be, and how much it had to hold. Ela hadakin shabu kli charis. I go with the following: the smallest kli charis, the karkrosein, the dafnosein, yoshin shalom usmachin, the bottoms of the walls of small kli charis that broke and can sit on the ground without being held up by anything else, and it could hold some liquid shiurim b'gitei sichas katan, the amount of oil that you would use to anoint a baby. Vad kederos hadakos. And even broken pieces that were originally from small klecheres, small pots, magderes adakos v'chavios ludios paravias, and it doesn't matter if it came from a small pot or ludios chavios ludios, which are very large barrels. The halacha is the broken pieces just have to be able to hold the revias in order for it to be a kli. Meludios v'dachmios b'chatzi log. If anywhere between ludios, these barrels up to the size of lachmios lachmios, which are larger barrels, then the broken piece has to hold a half of a log. Milachmios v'chatzavim gedolim v'log. And if the original kli was between lachmios and chatzavim, then the broken piece has to hold a log in order to become tameh. Rav Yechman Zaki Omer, chatzavim gedolim shurim b'shnei lugin, that broken pieces from chatzavim is two lug, meaning they have to be able to be considered a kli for tumah. The amount that it has to hold is two lug, not one lug, like Rav Yekiva had said. Hapachim ha-galilim v'ha-chevyonos, pachim galilim and chevyonos, which are small barrels, are the smallest kelim, that are kli cheres, that are mekabel tuma, shiur karkarosein kol shehin. The amount of the broken pieces in order to be mekabel tuma is even a kol shuk. V'hin lem defanos. But the kelim have no walls, meaning their walls are not going to be subject to tuma once it breaks, because the walls of these kelim are straight. So it's going to be a pshute kli cheres, so it's not going to have any base kibul whatsoever when it breaks, and therefore it's not going to be a problem of being mekabel tuma. So to review what we learned today in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, we mentioned that there are three types of kelim that need a base kibul in order to be mekabel tuma, and we said that the way when you break a kli cheres it becomes a tahar, but if you then make a new kli out of it, it's mekabel tuma going forward. It doesn't retrieve its old tuma, it's mekabel tuma going forward. And then we said that kli cheres have four unique characteristics: that the airspace transmits tuma, the bottom hollow area transmits tuma, it's not metame from the outside, and you break it in order to be metahirit. And then we had a detailed Mishnah, Perek Beis Mishnah Beis, was a detailed Mishnah of broken klei cheres, how large the broken pieces have to be in order to be mekabel tuma. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel.